This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to Manifestation Therapy, your trusted source for wisdom on the universal principles and the transformative magic integrating manifestation with the people that you support. I'm your host, Judy, and I'm thrilled to embark on this enlightening journey with you. In every episode, we'll unravel the timeless secrets of the universe, explore the art of conscious creation, and dive deep into manifestation therapy's incredible potential. Whether you're a seasoned practitioner or just starting your quest for a more abundant and fulfilling life for yourself and your clients, this podcast will support your growth, inspiration, and empowerment. So let's ignite the power within, align our thoughts with the energy we desire, and be our best potential. Welcome to Manifestation Therapy's podcast.
Hi, my name is Judy. Welcome to Manifestation Therapy. Today I want to talk to you about something I'm completely passionate about, and that is brain spotting. Brain spotting was developed, I think about 20 years ago now, by someone named David Grand, who was an EMDR therapist at the time. He was working with a professional athlete, a skater, and she could not do some sort of jump that she really needed and wanted to do. And he discovered that when he was doing the EMDR therapy, which I'm not going to get into, but basically it's bilateral stimulation or eye tracking, when she was tracking the eyes and she would become activated about her block to be able to do that jump, she looked in a certain spot. He had her hold that spot and was able to process through the block. And the next day, or very soon after, she was able to do the jump. So from that, he discovered that it's not always about the cyclic bilateral stimulation. It can also just be about holding eye position. And the reason for that is because our eyes are connected to an optic nerve, which goes back into the back of the brain, the subcortical brain. If you don't know about brain health, that's okay. Neuroscience is amazing. And basically, every area of our brain has different tasks. In the back of the brain, that subcortical area is also where the hypothalamus is and the amygdala. The amygdala is amazing. It's our reptilian brain. It's our oldest functioning brain, and it stores all of our emotion control. So in that part of the limbic system of the brain is also where if we have traumatic events or perceived threats or threats or attachment breakages, all those things end up getting stored in lack of emotional processing. So basically what I mean is the emotional experience during the time of threat or trauma ends up causing these little wires to be formed. Brain spotting calls them capsules. I do not, because I work with a lot of people who substance use may be an issue. But basically the wires are formed and remain there. And that helps the body to survive. So in a time of threat, you want to really quickly go into survival mode. And by survival mode, I mean fighting, flighting, freezing, fawning. So basically all those trauma responses we're probably pretty familiar with in this day and age, where you enter into hyperarousal or hypoarousal in order to survive. So because there's that back of the brain, the limbic system, it's going to connect really fast with the body to tell it what to do to survive. When it does that, it disconnects this prefrontal cortex. But the eyes, how they track, basically are able to reach right into wherever that emotional experience has been not processed or stored. And at the same time, it connects with the body. So it's able to release what has been somatically stored in your tissues, in your organs, in your nervous system, as well as at the same time help you process those emotions that got stuck. When it does this, the brain leads you kind of through paths in order to discover the cognitive distortions or negative messaging, self-worth that has been damaged from that time. And it helps you release whatever's been held in order to come to new messages and create that potential capacity to expand into who you're meant to be. So brain spotting is amazing. It's also energetic in that when I'm doing it with a client, it's about the relationship, which all therapeutic relationships are. They're based on that alliance and the connection we have. But at the same time, I'm literally trying to send you that positive, safe space. I'm actually saying you're loved, you're safe, you're protected, you have potential, you're valued, you're enough. I'm literally saying that in my head to send that kind of energy your way. And I don't interrupt very much, whereas with EMDR and other forms of therapy, including talk therapy, which I think is crap, those forms of therapy are all about interrupting, guiding, kind of initiating the change. Whereas with brain spotting, there's a lot of silence on my end so that you can just process and the brain can lead you through where you need to go. The goal is not always that you clear everything in one session, although I've seen that happen and it's quite amazing. Sometimes I do integrate other forms of therapy like internal family systems therapy, NLP, to help you kind of get those more positive messaging and programming situated. Sometimes it's about motivational interviewing before and after. And sometimes I'm guiding you through emotionally focused therapy to kind of connect with the emotion. Like, what color is it? Where is it in your body? That kind of stuff. As well as somatic experiencing, of course, because brain spotting has this energetic way of integrating all forms in order to heal you at a cellular level, which a lot of people talk about these days, but really when you're healing, it's always at a cellular level because your body isn't disconnected. So it has this powerful presence of being able to put you in that safe space for the capacity of the real change that you need. So I use different tools for brain spotting, including these little pointers. This is my crystal one. I use this with most people, but some people do like the animals. I have a little ladybug, I have Jeffrey the giraffe. I use those often when I'm working with my youth clients, especially in the school system or my children, but sometimes it's a good humor relief for adults too. Although I do find the crystals really effective and it kind of can match emotionally. So if they tell me that the emotion is red, I might use a red rock. Sometimes people will complain because it feels so weird. So that is always the biggest feedback I get, is how weird it is. A lot of people are so disconnected, they are not even aware of what their body is feeling or their emotional experience is leading them through their nervous system. Sometimes it's more about connecting that. When you're having a thought, CBT draws you down the line of what is the thought, what is the feeling, what is the behavior. It leaves out that body sensation, that body experience. The brain spotting, it simply cannot leave out, because when we have an emotion, it's directly connected to our nervous system. There's so many milliseconds that it's almost non-existent. And what I find a lot is that the children and the youth I work with are better able to connect really fast with that feeling in their body. But a lot of adults, we have been given those messages that we're not supposed to have the feelings, we're not supposed to experience them at all. So we disassociate often and disconnect that feeling. It's not that you're not having the feeling, the emotion. It's not that you're not having it in your body. It's that you've become so used to disconnecting it, or it's not safe anymore to have those feelings and expression and vocalizing them, that you simply cannot build your awareness of it. With brain spotting, it helps you build the awareness in order to discover new connections, new self-awareness, new psyche of who you are and what your worth is, because everybody has that. Brain spotting is an amazing tool. It's healing. It can also help with manifestation. And the way I do that is through this type of brain spotting setup called expansion. What we do, a lot of the times it's finding people's life purpose. It's helping them connect to that. It's clearing different negative messaging that maybe plays on them, like my voice doesn't matter, or I'm not enough, or those messages of people don't want to hear what I have to say. If you have a calling and a purpose to do something, to help people, to support people, then that calling needs to be released. And brain spotting can help people find their purpose and connect to it and release all those negative messages that hold them back. Sometimes people during a brain spotting session will find they cough or burp. Some people fart, but I don't really care because I do virtual sessions. None of it will affect me. Or they yawn a lot. Some people have little tics or movements in their facial features or their body. Sometimes people's eyes will wobble, which is really cool when it happens. My job is just to guide you through it, to be there to give you a safe, non-judgmental space, and to be aware of what is happening for you so that I can check in when needed or help guide you at certain times. A lot of people find it really weird when they have those body things happening, but that's all good because that means a release. And the reason why I know it's a release is because if someone yawns, usually it's contagious. It makes me want to yawn right now just talking about it. But if someone yawns in a brain spotting session, I never feel the urge to use it. Sometimes energetically, I can feel what they're experiencing, which is just counter transference. But if their throat is getting caught up, I may feel it there. Sometimes the fidgeting, I can feel that an urge, especially ADHD. That's me. And with my neurodivergent clients or my clients that have ADHD, I often also use bilateral stimulation music. I heard recently how when we have ADHD, our processing power is 100%. We need to always be doing something that uses all of our processing power, or that's when we become really distracted, disassociated, disconnected. When there's bilateral stimulation music, which goes from ear to ear, I can help someone mindfully connect, even if we don't find the eye position spot. So I often call this just mindful processing, but it is in the same strategies and techniques in the brain as that reaching into that part of the brain where we need to release whatever's been held. The music helps people really focus and stay calm. And often I will give them homework to go home and when they feel unfocused to then listen to that music again. Well, much the same as our REM when we're healing our brain and entering into those cycles of creating new, EMDR uses that as well as the bilateral stimulation processing. I hope I'm not getting too much off track there. Basically, you want to let go of that old emotional energy, and it gives you more room for joy, expansion, abundance. And brain spotting has this magical way of strengthening your intuitive clarity, creating resonance, opening doors. Whereas instead of hanging on to those negative messages and trying to just shift them into a new pattern, a new way of thought, your body leads you through this clearing in your nervous system, and the thought just comes to you. Instead of trying to force it, it's just natural. So who's it for? Brain spotting is for everybody. Literally everybody. It's for heart-led individuals who are already healed and looking for a journey of clearing just a few little things that they're held back with. It's for neurodivergent individuals. It's for people who are emotionally aware or emotionally distant. It's for the spiritually curious people. It's for people who are very religious or very spiritual. It's for people who are done thinking about it and trying to talk it out, which does not work because that's this part of the brain, and who want to shift from the inside out. It's perfect for coaches, for therapists, for high performers. It's perfect for athletes, for cycle breakers. It's perfect for people who have trauma, people who don't have trauma. It's perfect for everybody. Someone who had no voice once, who was not able to do any public speaking, I worked with them through brain spotting to find this deep somatically held place. They could not vocalize it into emotional experience. They had a very high self-confidence, but they just were not able to do this public speaking. So I helped them through brain spotting to connect with what it felt like in their body when they were about to do it. And it released, and they reached out to let me know that they had actually successfully continued to do public speaking on their path, even long after discharge. Someone else came to me with a lot of money blocks. They just were not able to feel safe reaching that next level of abundance. They were not able to connect with how they could look at money in a positive light. But through the brain spot, just one session, they were able to become more aware of when they had those negative messages and replace them. They were able to feel the feelings instead of trying to fight them. And they released all those money held blocks. So now they're living in abundance like they deserve. It's very helpful for all sorts of issues. Brain spotting as a practice, like everything else, is not a one-stop thing. So although I've said like it can clear things and help people shift, you also have to maintain that kind of self-care. So using things like journaling, inner child work, embodiment of what it meant, finding your spot sometimes that's positive. So those rituals are basically the manifestation therapy tools that I integrate with my clients. So I hope that you understand a little bit more about brain spotting now. If you want to work with me, just reach out. I do coaching for international individuals. I do therapy within Ontario and Quebec, and that's covered through insurance as a therapist. I would love to share brain spotting with you in your healing journey. Thank you. And don't forget to like, share, and review, please. And I'll talk to you soon.